This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. In Central Oregon, the regional public transportation system is Cascades East Transit. It is operated by the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council. Last year, they held community meetings across the region to gain input on the current system. One of the results of that is new Saturday service on their community connector routes. This month, they are offering free rides on Saturdays, including Route 20, which is between Warm Springs and Madras. They also have an online survey they would like people to take for public input into their 2040 Transit Master Plan. They've extended the deadline for that to March 3rd. Ashley Hooper is the CET Transit Outreach Specialist.
Basically, the purpose of this is to ask for public input. We know that transportation is a really important piece to the success of any place. It gives people access to healthcare, access to jobs, education. The list goes on. And so we want to make sure that any of the investment that we're making in transportation actually serves the community that it's in. It's not a one size fits all application of transportation services for each community. We want to make sure that the public is telling us what their community needs.
Cascade East Transit wants your feedback. You can find the link to the survey on our website, kwso.org, in today's news or the community calendar. Warm Springs Natural Resources announced another period of commercial sturgeon gillnet fishing along with platform hook and line fishing in the John Day Pool for Zone 6 from this morning at 6 a.m. until next Monday, 6 p.m. Natural Resources also reports smelt are still present in the Cowlitz River and are available for harvest. Tribal staff have not found smelt in the Sandy River as of yesterday. They will continue to survey the river through the month of March. If you've traveled northbound through downtown Madras recently, you likely noticed a change at Sunshine Corner, which is being developed into the Reynoso Food Corner. In a front-page article in this week's Madras Pioneer, Israel and Blanca Reynoso plan on creating a pavilion with space for three food vendors, two of which have already been identified. They are seeking a Thai food vendor for the remaining kitchen. The pavilion will be heated and will include some fire pits and seating. The Spokane tribe will be celebrating long overdue compensation for the loss of its lands in Washington state. After nearly 80 years of work, the tribe secured final passage of S-216, the Spokane Tribe of Indians of the Spokane Reservation Equitable Compensation Act, in December. The new law, which enjoyed bipartisan support, compensates the tribe for lands, homes, and sacred sites that were flooded by the creation of the Grand Coulee Dam in the 1930s and 1940s. A celebratory powwow will be held today in Wellpinit. Under S-216, the tribe will receive a percentage of existing revenues generated by the Grand Coulee Dam and other hydroelectric projects in the Northwest. In sports, the Madras boys basketball team plays tonight at the high school. They host Malala. It's senior recognition night tonight at the Buffalo Dome, as this will be the boys' last home contest. They will finish out the season next Monday in Estacada. The Lady White Buffalo are on the road in Malala today in a critical contest. Madras, Malala, and Gladstone all have 5-3 records in the Tri-Valley League, and they are tied up at second place. The girls host Estacada for their last game of the season next Tuesday night. The Madras High boys swim team took third place at the District 2 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A district tournament last Saturday. LeGrand and Malala took first and second place. The Madras 200-yard freestyle team of Colby Anderson, Carson Hatman, Grayson Dominguez, and Julian Hollinshead took first place. The Madras girls team had a seventh place finish. Up next, for those who were state qualifiers in the state meet in Tualatin this Friday and Saturday. Madras wrestlers will be at the district tournament that's going to be held in LeGrand this Friday and Saturday. And the 1A Big Sky tournament is at Madras High School this Friday and Saturday. A 3 o'clock start time tomorrow gets the action underway with the Ione Arlington girls playing Dufour. Then at 4:30, Ione and Arlington boys play Dufour. At 6, the South Wasco County girls play Echo. And at 7:30, the Red Sides boys face Condon Wheeler. And again, that's at Madras High School, the 1A Big Sky tournament. That's KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters.